beyond. The daf peivov amud beis. I would just like to mention one ha'ore before we start the next sugya. The Gemara had said, according to Rapopa, that holds prius balchoiv mitzvah. So what is if he doesn't want to pay? So the Gemara says, so then the loch is like all other mitzvahs, that if he says, suke eine yoise, lulav eine yoise, makin oise, yachetetze nafshe. I saw Nayelus HaShacha, he brings down, if Prius Balchoiv is governed by all the halachas which apply to mitzvah sasei, so l'chere there's a klal, b'chseman simen tof reish nun vov, it's brought down the mitzvah sasei, one should only give to l'chaymesh. More than a chaymesh, one is not mechuyev to give for mitzvah sasei. So he brings down the kasha, so what if he owes money more than a chaymesh? So if it's governed by the halachas of mitzvah sasei, should be potter to pay the chayv if it's more than a chaymesh. He brings down this kasha, and he says that teretz, that he writes Shamati, he heard someone say this teretz, that the whole aloche, that one is not mechuyev to pay more than a chaymesh, that is dafke, if the mitzvah is not a mitzvah of nesinas moment. That means it's a mitzvah to take a lulav, to build a sukkah. Now, the only way he can do this mitzvah is by spending money in order to acquire lulav. So the spending money is a hechsher, how to be mekayim the mitzvah. So on that, we have guidelines that he's not mechuyev to spend more than a chaymish mimamoynoi in order to be mekayim the mitzvah. He says, but if the mitzvah is nesinas hamamein, that is the mitzvah, he says, then there's no such guideline that one is not mechuyev to give more than a chaymish. Now, Dachsachmer, I once saw this svara in Igris Moshe. At the present time I can't find it, but the Igris Moshe, I think, wants to for a kasha of the Bir Haloche. The Bir Haloche asks, the Gemara in Kedushin speaks about who livdois, ubnoi livdois, who kaidem livnoi. The Shaila is, he only hears Chomesh Loim, and the Shaila is, who is mechuyev bepidyon? Is he mechuyev in p'diyas atzmai or p'diyas p'noi? So the Chofetz Chaim in Bir Haloche is ma'irer that if he only has chomesh loim, he should stamazay be potter, because it's more than a chomesh. So what's the whole shaila? And because of this, the Chofetz Chaim says ma'irer de kechidushim. And dachsim ha'asor, Rav Moshe Tain is this tainim, that since there it's a mitzvah shebemomein, there it's a mitzvah to give to the kohen chamesh kolim, chamesh loim, so there there's bechlau no such klau that one is potter if it's more than a chaymesh. Now let us go to the next sugya. Boi minei rami bar chome mirav chizde, הרי זה גיטך ולא תסגרשי בוי אלא לאחר שלושים יום. A person gave ishto yaget, and he said, we'll see in Tosfos, speaking about, he said, מאחשוב, the get should start functioning now, and the גמר גירשן should be לאחר שלושים יום. And the get was b'tzidei rishus harabim la'achesh loishim. That means b'shas the gmar hagerishin, it was b'tzidei rishus harabim. Mahu, So they asked Rav Chisda, what is the din? Is she megoreshes or not megoreshes? Omar Lai, so Rav Chisda answered, Eina megoreshes. Mide Rabbi Shmu, and he brought a raya from Rabbi Shmu. We had before the Rabbi Shmu, the Omri Tavayu, for who shed Ziburin umonochim bershus haram. Rabbi Shmuel said that what Rav Talfin had said, that if he left over metaltalim, so kol akoidim boi zochem, and it is not called metaltali de yasmi, that is davke vuhu shet ziburin umonochin bershus haram. That the metaltalim of the mace was tzovor b'rishus haram. So it is considered that as yet it was not nichnas l'rishus ha-yisaymim. It is b'rishus haram. So just like b'gabi the halacha of metaltuli de yasmi, it is not considered metaltali shenichnas l'rishus ha-yisaymim if it was found b'rishus haram. So hu adin b'shas the gmar kinyan, when one makes a geirishin, that it should be maschel me'achshov, and it should be nigma la'achishloishim. So b'shas the gmar kinyan, it also has to be birshusoy. If it's not birshusoy b'shas the gmar kinyan, it doesn't work. So memele, so just like, so we have two halachas. We have a halacha that birshusoy is needed by a kinyan that's started me'achshav neznimshach la'acha la'medyoim. We need it has to be birshusoy. Or let's say better, it should not be not birshusoy. Not birshusoy makes that the kinyan cannot be nigmal. So hu adin, Rabbi Shmuel had said that in order that it should be considered metaltli diyasmi, it has to be in a reshus that is not bershusom, it is bershus haram. So memele, so we see that a reshus haram is considered not bershusom. So it would be considered not bershus ha'isha gamkein. V'tzidei reshus haram k'reshus haram domi. Now, tzidei reshus haram have the same halacha like a reshus haram. So the Gemara says, Adarabe, if you are bringing dimyonis to this halacha, I'll bring you another dimyon. Megoreshes. We should pass when she's megoreshes. Midarav Nachman. The Omar Rav Nachman Omar Rabbe Baravua Ha'oima Lachaveiroi Mishoich Porezu V'loiti Eknuye Lochad La'achesh Loishim Yoim Kone V'afilu Eimedes Ba'agam. So Fakert, this Haloche which we are speaking about, that by a Kinyan that was Miyachshav V'la'ach Elamed, we have to make sure that la'ach elamid, it should not be not bershusoy. So we see that an agam is called bershusoy. Is my love, hainu agam, v'hainu tzidei reshus haram. So if we see that Rav Nachman said that an agam is called bershusoy, who adin tzidei reshus haram is also called b'shusay. So the Gemara says, loy agam l'chud v'tzidei reshus haram l'chud. No, there's a difference between agam and tzidei reshus haram. Ike Damri, others say that when Rav Chisda was asked the Shaila, Omalei Migureshes, Mide Rav Nachman, Arayi from Rav Nachman, Vitside Rishus Arabim, Keagam Domi. That's what he said. Adarabe, Eine Migureshes, Mide Rav Shmu, My love, Heino Rishus Arabim, Heino Tside Rishus Arabim, Loi Rishus Arabim Lachud, Betside Rishus Arabim Lachud. So we have here two Lashonis. The first Lashon, it seems Rav Chisda was Medame Tside Rishus Arabim to Rishus Arabim. The Gemara asked, it's similar to an Agam. And he said, no, an Agam is better than Tside Rishus Arabim. The second Lashon, he was Medame to an Agam. And then we asked Akash Rishus Arabim. No, Tside Rishus Arabim is better than Rishus Arabim. Now, perhaps we'll learn Taisvus. I'll try a little bit to explain the way I understand what the Tzdodei Hashayla were. But let us first see Rashi. V'holcha v'nichosoi v'idenu shom la'ach eshloishim in tzidei rishus haram. So the Gemar brought a raya v'hu sh'tziburim. Gabi Masnisen, Diktoni Akola Akoidim Zoche, that if the mace left over Metalpolim, so Kola Akoidim Zoche, if the Balchoi Vodiksubis Ishe was Teufis, the Metalpolim, so it is not considered they took Metalpoli the Yasmi. Alma Rishus Arabim, Loikoni Le Lebaile Midi, Rishus Arabim is not konile lebaila. Ela im kein magbiyoi, unless he's magbiyoi in the Rishus Arabim, but it's not konile lebailam lemidi. Hilkach lachesh loishim, rav birshus ayu de lehevi geirish and chayla. We need that lachesh loishim, it should be birshus ay. Rishus Arabim is not called birshus ay. Tzidei Rishus Arabim, Somoch Lekesolim, Shein Derech Neodem, Laver Shom Lehischachech Bekesolim. So Rashi explains, Tzidei Rishus Arabim is the area that is close to the walls of the houses, that when people walk in the Rishus Arabim, they make sure to be 5 feet away of the houses, that like this, if they'll get close to the houses, they'll be mischachich b'keisolim. So there's a certain distance that the Bnei Rishus Arabim are marchik from the houses, from the kesolim, and that is called Tzidei Rishus Arabim. Now let us see Taisvis. Eina migoreshes miderav shmul. So the first lashon we clear the shaila. What is the din of tzidei rishus haram? And Rav Chisda was poshut from Rav Shmuel, because Rav Shmuel had said that a rishus harabim is not called metaltali diyasmi. So it's not called birshus hayisaimim. So who adin? It's not called Birshus HaIsha. So Taisva says, Harbe Yesh Litmoya, Heichi Poshet Mide Rav Shmuel. How can we be Poshet this from Rav Shmuel, the boy Lemeima, the Tzide Rishus Arabim, Ke Rishus Arabim? Voromi Barchome Gufei Mi Boilei Bitzide Rishus Arabim. Mechlard b'nichose b'shus harabim pshita leidene megereshes. I mean, let's hear the shayla. Romi b'chome asked a specific shayla, what's the din b'tzidei reshus harabim? So you see, klar, he understood, reshus harabim, there's no shayla. Reshus harabim is not b'reshuso. Tzidei reshus harabim, he had a tzad, it could be it is b'reshuso. So you poishet him, Because Rav Shmuel said, Rishus HaRav is not called Rishus HaYasmi. A gesunter war. He also knew Rishus HaRav is not. But he cleared, see, Rishus HaRav is better than Rishus HaRav. So, that was his shaila. So, you pushed him from Rishus HaRav. V'yeshloima, the dayik, misayfe de milse. The midakoma, the besimte loima hani tvise. He looked at the whole memory of Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel said that if it is Bershus Harabim, so tvise helps, it's called not Bershus Yasmi. If it is besimte, then it is called Bershus Yasmi. Is memele, if the only case it's called Bishus Yasmi is Besimtim. Mechlar de Betside Rishus Harabim, Mahanye Miu Leike Mahanye. So then it helps. So you see that Betside Rishus Harabim, Mahanye, that Tfisa helps. That because the only said that Rav Shmuel said, when does Tfise not help? Dafke, when does Tfise not help? Dafke, Besimte, it doesn't help. Vices, everything that's less than a Simte, it does help. And see the Rishus Rav Mezicha, less than a Simte. So Memele, So Al Kochri, you see that Sidur Rishus HaRabim Tvisa will help. That Sidur Rishus HaRabim is like a Rishus HaRabim, that Tvisa will help. Miu Leike Da Amri Medame Tzide Rishus HaRabim Lesimte. Leike Da Amri or Medame the Tzide Rishus HaRabim Lesimte. Now, I would like to elaborate a little. Rashi says here, Sidei Rishus HaRabim, Somach Lekesolim, Shein Derech Bnei Odom Lavo Shom, Lischachich Bekesolim. Rashi Daf Lamed Aleph Omed Beis, and Tosis is going to pretty soon ask a kasha from Beth Gemore, but Rashi Daf Lamed Aleph Omed Beis. Rashi explains what is Tzidei Rishus HaRabim. Samuch Lebatim, the area that is Samuch Lebatim, Shenoisnim Loholon Minabatim Avonim Umechshoilis, Lahachik Chichuch HaGolis. There are barriers that are put between the Rishus HaRabim and the Batim, to make sure that the agolis do not get too close to the batim. Umoisen chifufi lefnim kori tzidei rishus harabim. So the area that is after the barrier that is mavdal between the rishus harabim and the batim, that is called tzidei rishus harabim. Now, Be'emison, the Chsam Sofer, and the Shita Mekubetzes are Mavaya, that there are two Tzidei Rishus HaRabim. And with this we see from our Rashi. Here it says that Tzidei Rishus HaRabim is Koinem. Here, Rashi Daf Lamed Alfamed Beis is explaining that Tzidei Rishus HaRabim is a Mokim, that is muvdol from the Hiluch HaRabim, not from their own accord, they don't go there, but it's takke muvdol, there's a barrier, this chifufi, that Rashi calls here Tzidei Rishus HaRabim. Our Rashi doesn't seem to say this. Rashi just says people don't go close to the batim, because they don't want to be mischachich b'keisol. So there are two types of Tzidei Rishus HaRabim. Once Ide Rishus Arabim is moved from the Rishus Arabim, and once Ide Rishus Arabim is physically not moved from the Rishus Arabim, but Vinisht V, the traffic there is much less because people don't like to walk in that area. That is what Rashi says. So, now, one more nekuda. Here it says, there's a simte. What is a simte? So, Rashi daf pei dalad amed bei says, what is a simte? So Rashi says, Keren Zovis Hasmucha Lershus Aram Neodom Hoisin Schoire Zeim Ze Beshuk Veroitzin Lidaber Divrein Benachas Vishivadas Mistalkin Lishon. A Simte is a Keren Zovis Hasmucha Lershus Aram. Now, the Gemara in Shabbos, Dav Zayin Amud Aleph, also speaks about a Keren Zovis. In there, Rashi explains to Oifanim what a Keren Zovis is. But let us just say one Oifan what a Keren Zovis is. A Keren Zovis Hasmucha L'Shus HaRabim. Rashi says that there was one bias that was nichnas, that means the Rishus HaRabim, there was an area when the Rishus HaRabim ended, and the Rishus HaYochid began. And that was, let's see, we'll make a straight line, and from this line starts Rishus HaYochid. Most of the people, they built their houses on the boundary between the, when the Rishus HaRabim ended and the Rishus HaYochid begins, they built their houses there. That was where the houses were. A Keren Zovis, Rashi says, is a person who was Nichnas L'Seich Shaloi, and he built his house later, and he was And this Rishus in front of his house, which is something like a U-shape, is this Rishus, he's mafke for the Rishus HaRab. You want to come in? You can come in. So that's this Keren Zovis. Now, the Gemara says in Masechta Shabbos, Leiniche Tashmishtei. That means a person who is going on the flow of the Rishus HaRabim, would, even though there's no Chayshem Mishpate Kishayu, well, this person was mafkir this area to the Rishus HaRabim, but who's going to go? This is a different direction. Who would go into his Rishus and go out of his Rishus? This is not the flow of the Rishus HaRabim. It's loynich etashmishte. The Gemara says, "Zimnim de doch kibei rabim." If the Rishus HaRabim is packed, so someone will go in. He doesn't want to get squeezed. So I'll upon him, and this makim will go into the to this Keren Zovis Hasomach Rishus HaRabim. So they're speaking about Linyan Hilchos Shabbos. It's called the Kalmelis. Now we have here three different cases. We have here a simte, which is loyniche tashmishte. That means if a person is going under Rishus HaRabim, it is not at all convenient to go into this area and to go out again, because loyniche tashmishte. Now this is, now one more thing. A simte is a place where people have rishus to put down their chafetzim. And that's why there's a lomdus he mentioned, Tyson Lushan says, so since you have a mokim to put down your chafetzim, the mokim is mushul for everyone who wants to put down their chafetzim, that they can put it in the simte. So, Mele, Now with this Karens, obviously we can understand, this is not, in the middle of the Shusarab, you have people are, there's traffic going there, there's Agolis, there's people. Person has no right whatsoever to put down his packages in the middle of the Rosh Hashanah. It's not mushal for him. So if we're clearing a shaila, if he put his packages in the middle of Rosh Hashanah, is it in his reshus? Zichanat. Because he has no reshus to put it there. So it's not called it's in his reshus. That is Rosh Hashanah. Tzidei Rosh Hashanah is an area. We have two types of Tzidei Rosh Hashanah we mentioned. There's one Tzidei Rosh Hashanah with Rashi mentions on Daf Pei Vav Amud Beis, which it seems it is an area that is close to the Batim, where the flow of traffic is not so dense. Because people don't like to go there near their houses, because they'll be mischachim b'keisolim. So let us say, if in the Rosh Hashanah, in an hour, let's say 1,000 people pass by, in the Tzidei Rosh Hashanah, we'll clear how many people pass by in the Tzidei Rosh Hashanah? 100 people. And then now, let's say 100 people pass by, because most people will not go so close to the houses. But the Tzidei Rosh Hashanah, physically, is one entity with the Rosh Hashanah. That means if you're measuring the flow of people going there, it's less than the Rosh Hashanah, but Lamaise, it's one big entity. It's one big Rosh Hashanah, which is, you can't say, Loi niche tashmishte. Asimte, is taken there, people don't go at all. They don't go there. Fakir, the person wants to speak something private, Rashi says. So you go, Fakir, this is a secluded area. It's parts to the Rosh Hashanah, but it has nothing to do with Rosh Hashanah. And here people put down their chafetzim. This is more or less a secluded area. And then we have chafifi. We have Tzidei Rosh Hashanah that there is a barrier between this area and the Rosh Hashanah. So, afilu noniach, that there's the same amount of traffic in the Tzidei Rosh Hashanah, that means 100 people during an hour will go there, not 1,000 people, but al kaponim, there's a maila that it's muvdal from the Rosh Hashanah, there's a physical barrier in between. So this is the three tziyurim, the two types of tzidei Rosh Hashanah and the simte. Now, the Chasam Sofer says that the first lashon of the Gemara was speaking, Rashi says this, that we're speaking about a tzidei Rosh Hashanah. Now we have only 100 people go there an hour. There's not too much traffic there. But it's not movable. It's one big reshus with the reshus rabbim. There's no physical barrier between the reshus rabbim and this area. The first lashon of the Gemara was talking about such a tzidei reshus rabbim. We have an area that not too many people go there. There's not too much traffic there, but it's one big shetach together with the Rosh Hashanah. That was the first lashon of the Gemara, the way Rashi explains it here. And this lashon, he answered him that, you see Rav Shmuel say simte, and it seems everything else that is not simte is Rosh Hashanah. And his diyuk was because in reality it is one big area. It is one big area. So if he said Rosh Hashanah, so he called this also Rosh Hashanah because it is taka one big area with no hevdel b'neim. Nasimte is taka muvdel from It's physically also muvdal, it's a kerem zovis, it's like a muvdal from the Rishus Harab. This city Rishus Harab is no hevdal whatsoever, no people on their own accord don't walk there because they don't want to get, start rubbing up with the koislai Rishus HaYochid. So therefore he held that this city Rishus, this is like Rishus Harab. Now the Gemara wanted to be medame this to an agam. The Gemara asked, oh, how could you say that it's no good? We see that, that an Haimel Chavei Meshoich Porezu, Rav Nachman said, Meshoich Porezu, Voloi Tia Knuyeloch Ablacher Shloishim Yoim, Konev Vlemedes Ba'aga, My Love Hainu Agam, Bahaini Tzide Vishus Haram. Now the Gemara was Medama these two. Now I think the Dimyan is, an agam, Baksim, is a swampy area. Could be the Gemara is medamet. This is like an agam. Someone says, no, it's worse than an agam. What's the shakla v'tayah over here? The Gemara was medamet to an agam in regards to the amount of traffic that, how many people walk through an agam in an hour? 100 people. That can be an agam. So this is a tzidur Rishus Harab. There's also, there's only 100 people walking through. It's not like a Rishus Harabim. In Hiluch Harabim, they're the same. So the Gemara says, so if an agam is good, so tzidur Rishus Harabim is also good. So the Gemara answered, no, tzidur Rishus Harabim is worse. Why? Because the, even though in the traffic flow they're the same, but since the Tzide Rishus HaRabim is one big shetach with the Rishus HaRabim, so the traffic flow alone is not the criteria, since it is one big chelik of the Rishus HaRabim. That was the shakla v'tayah of the Gemara. Yuzichi can be medama this to a simta. A simta is physically moved from the Rishus Rabbis, it is, a keren zovis out of the Rishus Rabbim. The second lashon of the Gemara, the Chassam Sofer wants to say, is speaking about that he answered him that Tzide Rishus Rabbim is good. So Sam Sefer wants to say, the second lotion was, he cleared the shayla by Tzidir Shusram with a chafifi. That was the shayla. We have two lashonis, what the shayla was, what he answered him. So the Sam Sefer wants to say, the second lotion that he said that it's good is speaking about a Tzidir Shus HaRabim, that is muvdul al yedei chafifi. So the Hevdol makes it, it's not Nigra Abos of the Rishus HaRabim. That means, Lebaisa could be the flow of traffic is the same. You have your same 100 people that go through the Tzidi Rishus HaRabim, but it's not one big Shetach with the Rishus HaRabim. So that is why the second Loshen held, that's why it's, you can be Medamet to a Simta, Miyu. Like damri medame tzide rishus harabim lesimte, because our tzide rishus harabim is also muvdul from the hiluch harabim to the chafifi. That is how the Chassam Sofer wants to say pshat. The tzide rishus harabim ki rishus harabim domi teime de bereshe lo nare somadun yemikne koni betzide rishus harabim. So on this kash, the Shittim Kebetzes brings down Rashi and Daf Lamed Alf on the base. That Gemara is speaking about a Tzidei Rishus Rabim with Chafifi. This the Shittim Kebetzes, this the Chassam Sofer brings down the Shittim Kebetzes, but wants to fend for Toisvus Kash. That mean, we see from Rashi, that I mean, this is Rashi's Shtik Torah. We see this claw. There Rashi was Marich to explain that there's Chafifi, and here Rashi ignores the chafifi. So he was talking about a tzidur Rishus HaRabim without chafifi. So the Gemara said, Ad Rabbe Migureshes Mide Rav Nachman. So the Gemara said, You medame tzidur Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaRabim. No, you should be medame tzidei reshus haram to a naga. Midloi koma adarab megureshes midarav shmul gofayu. The omri besimte loy mahani tvise. Why did the Gemara say that tzidei reshus haram is like a simte? Mechlal de pshita lei de simte adifel in yin kinyin tvei mitzidei reshus haram. A simte is sicher understood is different than a tzidei reshus haram. So he couldn't prove from Rav Shmuel that Rav Shmuel said a simte is considered metaltali de yasmi. So who adin tzidei reshus haram should be considered metaltali de yasmi? He knew that he can't compare tzidei reshus haram to a simte. Aval agam v'tzidei reshus haram boiled muyadodi. An agam and a tzidei reshus haram, that he held are the same. They have the same amount of traffic during the day. Alma le'inyin kinyin simta odif ma'aga. So this we see klo, that fakert, if the only havamine that tzidei reshus harabim should be good, is only because she medamet to an agam, but yuzichi can be medamet to a simta, that he knew klo. So we see that a simta is better than an agam. Fine. V'kosher l'rashbe, and the main paket is very good, because a simta is lo nichet tashmishte, we said over that's the Gemara in Shabbos. Because the Rashi, the Leel b'shili ha'isha shenoflu, Omer Rabbi Yechanan, ha'imel lachaveiroi mishoich borazu, v'loi tikni ad la'ache shloishim, kone afilu emedes baga. The same member of Rav Nachman, Rabbi Yechanan also said that yekoine v'temedes baga, v'imkein. Koshken im here in medes besimte, ozira be good. A simte we see from agam, or a simte is better than an agam. So if Rabbi Yochanan said that if a person made a kinyan la'acha lamed, and it's oimed besoich agam, that's called, it's still oimed bershusoi, that's called enough bershusoi, which is needed b'shas the gemar kinyan, so imit besimte, zicha begot, a simte is better than an agam. Yeah, v'heichi yama Rabbi Yechon Elel, the tvisa mahani besimte, Rabbi Yechon Roshim ben Lokish, tamri tavayu afilu besimte. We had before, Rabbi Yechon Roshim Lokish said, that according to Rab Tarfon, if the metalpum were imit besimte, also you could be typhus. That's what Rabbi Yechon said. So Tosfos, so it's a shrek. Here we see the Gemara is medame the din of reshus legabi metalfli de yasmi legabi the reshus legabi kinyan, and Rabbi Yochanan holds a simte is zicher a reshus legabi kinyan, and he says if it's nimtza besimte, it could still be Tosfos. So that's the Rashba's kasha. So the Taisus HaRosh has a beautiful teretz. The Taisus HaRosh says as follows. The Rabbi Yochanan v'Reish Lakish svirali the loimahani mokim haroi lekinyin uboi bershusam mamish. That means as follows. We have a mechudish likedin that Rav Tarfon had said that it is not considered metaltli diyasmi kozman, it's not nichnas l'rshus ha-yisoymin, which is very difficult to understand. Fakeld, we learned yesterday, it's a rachmonis likedin abal kaponim chazal l'teves l'teves abal choyv l'teves k'subesisha, they said he can still chaparayin, he can still be goyve, it's not called metaltli yasmi. So that aloche, the metaltli de yasmi loy mishtabdi, was only said if it's bershus ha-yesaymim. But if it's not bershus ha-yesaymim, It's not called metal pludias. Mizuk ta'ele getais v'sarosh. So there was a machloikis now between Rav Shmuel and Rav Yechon Shlokish. What is called Bershus HaYish Simon? So Rav Shmuel said, if it's a mokim, that's roi lekinyin, since this is their chayfetz, in Fakert, we wanted to be mevayer, since it's their chayfetz, so lechayre, that mokim is mushel to them, to the bala chayfetz. So this mokim is called Bershus HaYisaymim. A mokim that's roi lekinyin is called Rishusoy, and it's mushel, that's called their Rishus. So it's called as Bershus HaYisaymim. Rab Yochanan Reish Lakish said, in this kula that Rab Tarfin said, that this kula that Rab Tarfin said, that it's not called metalpli de yasmi till it's nichnas reshusim, till it's nichnas lebesim. All these mekoimis, that's a reshus legabi kinyin, it could be, it doesn't get as yet, that doesn't make it metalpli de yasmi. So that's the machloikis. So you can't ask a kasha on Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan hold that Tvisa helps Afilat Nimtza Besimte. And Rabbi Yochanan says, Mashiach Parazu, if it's Nimtza Ba'agam, you're kind of lachalamet. Because in Hilchis Kinyonim, Agam is sufficient. Agam is also called Arishus. In Koshkin Simte is called Arishus. But by metalfli the yasmi need reshus or mamish. That's how the Tois Sarosh for Emphas Tois Viskash. Ha'im alachaveiroi mishoich parazu. So Tois Vis explains, but don't blame my achshav mairi. Kidu'uki le'el besoif isha shenafel. The Gemara says it's speaking about it, he said my achshav. V'gabi get nami deboi romi b'achom airi nami b'ome my achshav. The loyoma meyachshov kiven dene gerushin alolache shloishim ayutzach shi'oz b'chatzero or b'yoda the Tois HaRosh says. So suma meyachshov alache lamed, and the Tois HaRosh speaks out, and others also say this. It's suma meyachshov lamed, that means that the kinyan gerushin started now, will be nigma la'ache lamed. So one vote I would want to say with this one, understand the next place is that Ariel Shachar says in this halacha that if you start the Maise Kinyan now in its Nigba la'achalamit, Bishas the Gmar Kinyan, you have to make sure it should not be out of his Rishus. That is the halacha of mi'achshav la'achalamet. That means the kinyan started now. There was nesina liyodo now. There was avinosam liyodo, and it's nimshach. The ma'ase kinyan is nimshach for 30 days, and we're coming to the gemar la'achalamet. So by the gemar kinyan, you do not need what is necessary for gerushin. The gerushin you need nosam liyodo. You need chatzera. We had this already. This is the Gemar of the Kinyan. But by the Gemar, it has to be in Harishus, in a Mokim that's called Harishus Lagabi Kinyan. It has to, but if it's out of Harishus La'achalamed, so then the Gemar cannot come about. That is the Yesod of Kaimi Ba'agam. That is the Yesod and that's out of the Shakatave Agibore, out of the Rishus Toignet Bishas the Gmar Kinyan. Vekoshe, the Heichi Poshit Midaravishmu. So we're talking about, so now Tais is saying as follows, we're talking about a Yesod, that if the Maise Kinyan started now, so by the Gemar, it has to be in some sort of a Rishus. If it's completely Mufke from Yanim's Rishus, the Gemar cannot come about. The Kosh, the Heichi Posh, be the Rav Shmu, who's talking about Hilchas Tvise, Tosa my Ma'achshavike. I mean, we're talking about in Ma'achshav what one needs Bishas the Gemar. V'nire da'ochi poshit, ki heiche da'osom. Afal gav the min hadin by metaltalim min hadin the mishas mises of hanechosim becheskas yisaimim bechol mokim shem. This is a din Yerusha, and after the father died, between you and me, these are metaltalim that belong to the yisaimim. It's called becheskas hayisaim. Afilo hachi. Im heim bereshus harabim leikoni yasmi. So it's not called metaltali de yasmi. Gabi da alochem metaltali de yasmi, if it's not in their yeshus, feltachem metaltali de yasmi. It's theirs, but if it's not their yeshus, it's feltachem metaltali de yasmi. Achinami eichet omol areise gitach meyach shav diskash bedlach ha-shloishim. De minadin yesh lo lischeis beget miyad lach alam ed yoyim bechol mokim shuhu. That means there was a kinyan already on the get. There was avinos and biyodo. But al koponim, this hamshochas akinyan, the maize kinyan started now, and it's nimshach lachalamet. So memele, so Taisus is just saying one vote, and that's what the Al Shachar seems to say, that we have two similar halachas. Could be there for different reasons, but there's one halacha. That in order to be called metaltli diyasmi, it has to be considered shekvar nichnas l'rshus ha-yesaimim. You have to know what kind of rshus you need. But if it's not in the rshus, it's a rshus harabim, that's a mokim, which is not the rshus of the balachem. He has no rshus to keep it there. So memele, it's not considered metaltli diyasmi. And in the same oifen, lemaisa, the maisa geirishin already had started already, me'achsho, 30 days before. And all you need b'shas the gmar to make sure it should be in a rishus, and it should not be in a mokim that's mufka from their rishus. In this halacha, the Gemara was medamed these two halachas. That were medamed, they said, the halacha of tfise, legabi, to be called metaltli diyasmi, legabi the halacha of la'acha lamed, it means the same rishus that makes it metaltli diyasmi, the same rishus will make that the kinyan should be nigma. If it's not called a rishus legabi metaltli diyasmi, then it's not called a rishus legabi the Gmar Kinyan. Zog the Mishnah weiter. Ha-moishiv es ishtoi chemvenis. A person appointed his wife that she should be a storekeeper. Oishem mina apetrupie, or he made her an apetropes al nechosot. Ha-rei ze mashbia kozman sheyirze. Whenever he wants, without any rayas, he could be mashbia her, to make sure that she's doing the business. I want to know if she's elach, if she's taking something for herself. He has a right to be mashbia. This is a shvua de rabbonim. Rabbi Lezer oime afilu al pilcho v'ali sosa. Not only on the business, which she's talking about, she's doing a $1 million business with the apotropis. We're talking about pilcho v'isosa. That woman that is weaving tzemel, that woman that is baking bread, kibi mashbia, now I gave you 5 pounds of flour, and thus, are you sure that I got the whole 5 pounds of flour, or did you take some for yourself? Could also be mashbia. Mashwur, that's amazing, that. She'll tell me, you think I would take? I just want you to swear, that's all. I just want you to swear that you didn't take. Chenvenis, limka yena, yepereisa, bachanus, mashbio, shleikva, biyoda, klum. She didn't take anything. She's working with big monies over here. He wants to make sure. Apetrupie, lahachnis, aloitzi, pereisa, valiska, pealim, valisa, valite. Iboilu. So now the Gemara clears a shayla. Rabbi Elezer ayedei gilgul koma, eilechat chilekoma. What is this Rabbi Elezer?
Does Abeleza mean, let's see what Rashi, Aide Gilgul Koma, the Shome Letane Kame, the Oma Mashbia ala Petropsis. And the problem, she's not Petropsis, it's a big business, $1 million business. Fine, he's Mashbia and Petropsis. The loyal Pilchovi Soso, but I'm the Pilch, Aide Gilgul Koma, the Shome Letane Kame, the Oma Mashbia, the Tane Kame said, Mashbia la Petropsis, the loyal Pilchavi Sosa, Vafiloide Gilgul Shvue, Shvus Apetropsis, even though he was Megalgola Shvus Apetropsis, that means he swore that, listen, from the $1 million ASIC, did you take any money? Did you pocket any money? He's Mashbia. And since we're talking about you swearing on the $1 million ASIC, tell me about the ISA if you took anything. The Kivin, so the Svara of the Tanakame is the Kivin the Shvuas Apetropsis the Rabbona. The whole Shvu is only a the Rabbona the Kishvur. The Oloika Toinle Tevea Tainus Boy, it's not even a Tainus Boy. El Ritzoini Shetish Bali, I want you to swear, I'm worried. I'd be worried, you know, we're talking big business, I'm worried. So the Tanakama holds, Leime Galgalin al Yoda, on such a Shvuah that there's no Dror of Shvuah there also, so on such a Shvuah, to be Megalgal, another Taina Shema, let's maybe, I mean, he has no Simonim that she ever did something. He wants to be assured. ומגלנו יודו שבוע אחיתי, ועושה רב אלעזר למימה, איך הדשי וכן וניס, מיגו דה משתבן אפטרופיס, if she's swearing already, משתבן נמי, ידי גילגל, או פילחו ביסוסו, דה מגלגלם בדה רבון, דה זה דין גילגל שבוע, that's right, they weren't מסעקן לחתחילה, to swear on these things, these are petty things, but if she's swearing already, we're מגלגל such a שבוע also. That's the first thought. Or maybe Rabbi Leza holds, you don't need a Gilgul. This alone is a ASIC. She's baking bread. She's using my flour. She's making threads of tzemer. I have to know if she's pocketing anything. This is also something. So it's only where it's in the gay of 5 cents. I mean, that's something that's irrelevant. She's an apotropos on this, on the threads of the tzemer. I have to find out if she's pocketing anything. That's the shell of the Gemara. Toshma. Omru le Rabbi Elazar in odom dor im nochosh bekvifet. They time the Trabelezer. Now listen, if she's going to swear on every cup of flour she uses and the threads, I mean, a person can live together with a nochosh. This is the chashrek. I mean, every day he's going to ask her, you can't live like this. Is the Amrit Bishleima Lachatchile, if we'll say, the Rabbi Elazar says Lachatchile is allowed to be Mashbiyah, Shafir, so they're tiny. A woman can't live like this, this is not a life. Ali Amrit Ayidei Gilgul, but if you say the whole Rabbi Elazar is Ayidei Gilgul, my Navke Lomino, I mean, she has to swear that she pocket any money from the $1 million Geshaft. So she's swearing already that she pocket any money. No, so you're swearing, you pocket any other geshaft also, and the chale, and the dos. It's not yet so b'meile, so it's not as a gefella. So the Gemara says that's no rai. It could be Rabbi Elazar holds only on Gilgul. But the Omro Leik, even the Kedaikis Basroi Kulahai, but if you're such a daikin that, If two grains of flour mean something to you, let me see it though. The Bahatach, I can't. It's not the Shvuah. It's the feeling behind the Shvuah. I see that you're such a person. I can't live like that. Yeah. Let us see Rashi. בכביפה בסייך קופח, שפה, תאמר לי, הילה משפס לי על פילחי, איני יוכל לסבול קט פנוס, I have to swear, every day I have to swear, אבל מנח כלו מינו, הרי נסחי ולא ישבו, she has to swear סי בסי, ומה יק שלו גילגול זה, אם לא יקווה כלום, מגלגול זה שבו, swear you didn't, you didn't take anything from the $1 million geschäft, and you didn't take anything from the flower. V'k'oil v'k'odaykes pasroi, Eincho oyhev umamin oisi. This is, there's a message over here. That means that you love your money, not your wife. That has a priority by you. Ein cho oye vo mamin oisi vo lei mozino de eider badach. I can't live together with you. Toshma, areish loi poter es ishte min en edo min ashu, as we learned a barais. Now we want to be mevayr de shayla. Areish loi poter es ishte min en edo min ashu, vo hishivo chen venis, oishemin apetrop. It didn't pata, huh? Ni meira chemvenis or napetropis. Reza mashpia calls man shield. Loi heishiva chemvenis, voloi mi napetropia, eni ochelash bia. So then it's only negeya pilcha visosa, and that they weren't machsakena shvur. Rabbi Lezroi mafapisha, loi heishiva chemvenis, voloi mi napetropia. Reza mashpia calls man shield. Shein lochoi, sheshlein nasas apetropia shachas b'chayi ba'alal pilcho ba'alisos. It's one big takone. We're just talking the measuring if it's a $50 apetropis, $100 apetropis. There's no guideline. If she's controlling my momen, let it be a shavaputa, let it be $1 million, we have to give him this schus to father ha'shvuah. So we see Klora, but let's also fill a lachatchila. He can be mechayev b'shvuah. Zokt Rashi, harei shalei poter shalei kosav lo neder shvuah ein li olayech. We'll see that's the next Mishnah. Sometimes a husband can pater the isha from this zchus shvuah. Neder שנדרס לו יאוסרו עליי כל פרש הבוילם ומקפתי משלוח כלום. That's a nether. That means how is the nether, how is that mevarer, the shayla, if she took something. But that's a biru, racist. If he makes such a nether, so that's a biru that she didn't take. Gemma mesechtes gitten. Nimnu milash biya, hiskerem gumila, zognishtei nederes li yisoymem, כל מה שירצו וגוי וקסו בוסו. Yeah. רבי לזר אימא על ידי גלגול. That was the first part of the Gemara. It's like a perish... like a perish, a perish הקונטרס, תתנה כמה סובר, דאין מגלגולם בשבוע דרבונם. The prepared colonish boy maskin in the megalglum by the rabbon. We'll recommend the polic. The Maginish Lemon wants to say that the Gemara over there is speaking about that the second shfui has a tainus bori. That means even the first shfui is with a tainus shemol, maybe, but the second shfui, there's a din gilgul, speaking about the second shfui, is coming with a tainus bori. It's speaking about before shfui assesses. About Kalponim is coming with a tainus, but then there's a din gilgul shvua. But here, the second shvua, that's what Rashi means in megalglim v'darabon. And here, the second shvua is also a tainus shem. He doesn't know anything. Maybe he stole $1 million, and maybe he stole a cup of flour. So this should be that's already a machloikis, that they were mesaken a din gilgul a shema al shema. That's what the Shlomo wants to answer. The time of the time of Kama, the Omrolei, Kiva the Dike, it's Kalai, Le Metsina Dei, the Badach. The way the Gemara feels is that. That's Bemis and the Svorah. Yerushalmi, my time with the Rabbanon. Imato ima came in sholim bebayis loilam. If there'll be such a hanoge, that means that she'll have to swear for every cup of flour, and then for the stands of thread, he'll be assured of his money, but there won't be sholem bebayis. That's what the Yerushalmi says. Shibra kalim. What happens if she broke kalim? Mayat obed lo kishemeres chinom oy kishemeres ochel. Klera shayon hilches chayshin mishpat. Feel toiste Yerushalmi. Mistavra filik kishemeres chinom eina. Imena toimekein in sholem bebayis lov. If you're going to start bringing her to the entire, she broke a kalim. Was it a pshia? Wasn't it a pshia? But a ganze isik. We can't go with Chayshim Mishpat when it comes to Shalom Bayis. If we want Shalom, there can't be such a strict anhag of Chayshim Mishpat in the Bayis. Zok the Mishnah weiter. Kosav lo neder ushvuro einli olayich. Now this is Poshut speaking about Bishas the Nisuin. He wrote her neder ushvua ein li olayich. I will not force you to swear or to make a neder. So in yochel hashbia, so he can be mashbia. That means he had written this, so this is a ptul. That means he has a right to be mashbia, but if he wrote Bebeshasta nisuin neder shvu ein li olayich ein yochel lashbiya. Avo mashbiya hu es yosheo vesaboim bershuso. We'll see. But you have to read the document face value. Ein li olayich, he said. So that means I'm pattering you from any shvuah. But yosheo or a boim bershuso is not patering. Let us see Rashi. In the yochel hashbia, bigmor mafosh mehai shvua potra. What shvua are we speaking about? We're speaking about apotropsis, we're speaking about epigemus ksubosa. That's a sugi in the Gemara. Ava mashbia hu es yersheho. Im girsho. If he gave her a get, hu meiso, vi yersheho toivim himenu ksubosa, Nishboim shvuis yershim amafareshis b'mesecha shvuis. Shvuis lai pekadetonu b'shas mise. Lai omrolonu koidum lachain. Lai mertzonu ben shtereiser shashtak subosa perua. Whatever they are capable of knowing that there wasn't a peroin, then mechu yiv to swear. And the ptur that he had given her is a liar. What is if he had written neder ushvua ein li olayich ba'al yosha? I didn't say well, aboim b'shuso. As aboim b'shuso imocho ksuboso lacherem nizgarsho umeiso v'lekuches toivin oisoi nishboin afem shvua sayoshim. So they'll swear the shvua sayoshim. She, if she would be tevei, she wouldn't be mechuyev to swear. But if they're Teveya, he never pattered them. What if he had written neder ushvua ein li olayich val yershayich val aboim b'shuseich ein yochel hashbia lohi v'lo yershel v'lo yesaboim b'shuseich? So then this patterns all of them. Avo yershov. But his Yoshim, let's say he died, and they want to be Teveya from the Yoshim, Mashbiyun Oiso, Ves Yoshel, Ves Aboyim Beshuso. What if he had written Neder Shvua Ainli Veloyli Yoshai, Veloyli Boyim Beshusi, Yolayich Val Yoshayich Val Aboyim Beshusai, אין יוכל להשביעו, לא הוא ולא יושב, לא בואים בשוס, לא עושב, לא יושב, לא יבואים בשוס. נו, if he'd written that, so... Let's see what Rashi says. אבו יושב משביעים לא עושב. אם נסלמנו, והיא או יושב נפרוי מן היסוימים, צריכים שבוע, שלי פוטרנל לממנו, אם תגווה סוגבוסו בחיו, this is from the ocean, לבואים בשוסי, אם הם כנחוסי, ועד בו ליפורם מלכוחס. זוג תמישנה ויתר, הולכו מקבר בילו לבייס אוביו. After she went after the kvur of her husband, the beis ovio, she went home. She's no more with the family, with the business. She was, we'll see, she was an apotropis. But that was because my husband's alive. As soon as the husband died, she's a business lady. She goes, the beis ovio, oy shechozro le beis chamero, Bloinasis apetropie, she didn't become now an apetropis for the Yershin. Ein ha Yershin mashbiyin oiso. So the Yershin cannot be mashbiyo, we'll see, and what was Bechayo. Bimnapis, binasis apetropie, ha Yershin mashbiyo oiso, ala osid lovoi. She became an apotropis now for the Yisaimim, so whatever she'll be doing now, they can be Mashbiya, but what was done previously, they can't be Mashbiya. Zot Rashi, Holcho Mikver Bailo, Zu Shapotcho Bailo Minashvue, Yepapetcho. She doesn't have to swear. V'hochi tani behedye b'tesefte d'ahach shepotcho koi. L'beis avir shlo nisaske shu b'nachosim, she's always business lady. Alo sid lovi, ala isik shalach ha-mise shlo yikve b'yode klum. D'ahash te nachosim d'yas menina. This is a new geshaft already. The Yisoyimim appointed her from Apetropis. This is a new geshef. Whatever the father did, that's the father's cheshbon. But this is our nechosim, and then you can hear. Lebahani puhu ptur didei. Al sheoval al esik shebechaye bailo. Now, there's a rosh over here. Just like to see the rosh for 1 minute. The Rosh asks, this is on Daf Kuf Lamed Amud Beis, if one will see, there's a small Aleph, before this is in the, after it says Gemore Kosov Lo Never Shvue. Before you test, it's in the middle, there's two dots, Holcho Mikver Bailo. It's a line after the small Aleph from Dagos Agrip. Holcho Mikver Bailo Lebeis Ovio, Eishachos Lebeis Chomel, Loinasis Apetrupe, Eina Yershin Mashbiya Oiso, Imnas Apetrupe, Yershin Mishbeisel Haba Mishbin Oiso Lushon. Perish Rashi Dekoi Aheche Shepotro Min HaShvua. He parted her from the Shvua. So they can be Mashbiya and before. V'hikshu Chachmei Probinzi Yezal Loma Chozo V'shona Ein Mashbiyin Oysi L'shova Otoni L'reishe Ein ha-yoshin mashbiyin oysal apitropia shenasis b'chaye balo. That's the reisha of this bava over here. Hoche mikvoir bailo, ein ha-yoshin mashbiyin oysal. That's not mashbiyah, and what?
on what she did bechaye baila, what was then, he patted her then. Vim nafis is apetropie, ayosh mish binois al losugobe, vim mish binois al mashova. Now al mashova is repetitious. We just said before they're not mashbiya. What she was bechaye baila, we said they're not can be mashbiya. That's what the Chachmei Pabinshi asked.
That means now she's an apotropis for them. And now they could be mashbiya. So Mele through now let them be megalgul and they'll see she's yenetzatzke. When she's an apotropos for them, she sees she's yenetzatzke. So now they want to be megalgo, so let's see what happened by her father.
So the Mishnah is telling us, first, it's to be mashbiya on what was Bechaye Baila. They don't have any right. I mean, Bechaye Baila, he was the Baal, and he said that he's not going to be Mechaye for a Shvuah. But now we're speaking about they became an apotropos, she became an apotropos for them, and they can be Mechaye for a Shvuah, and the apotropos is what she's doing for them now. Now they want to be mashbiya. What was Bechaye Baila? They also can't. Now let's appreciate the teretz. Ba'afal gav desnan, hashutvin varisin shelcholku, ein lem shvuez al alzeh.
That means, shutvim and arisim, they divided. So, if, before they divided, they could be mechayev shvu one to the other. They have a right to do that. It was cholku with a mutual trust. Fatik, ein lem shvua zel hozeh, tekivin shaloitovu shvua b'shas chaluke, mochlu zel hozeh. Fine. Vafilo hochi ktani, nischayev loy shvua mimoke macha, but what is now this shutev, it was mochlu before, now nischayev loy shvua mimoke macha, migalglin ola besakil. Now I want you to swear what happened out to Shutfis. So Memele, so we see, even though there was a Mochlu, Afal Pikain, there's a Dingilgul. Shani Hocha, the Potro Befeirish. Here he patterned Befeirish. Now, Rabbi Chonan Mutschitzich, to understand what is the chilek? It's mochlo potro beferish. Lechayre, not knowing too much, nachsef meir. There's a moiradik chilek between these two cases. In the case of shutvim, a shutev has a right to demand a shvur. B'shas chaluke. To demand a shvuah that you didn't take anything is a right. Now, if they make a chaluke without a shvuah, so I was mevata on my right. I could be mashbiya you. I had a right to be mashbiya. And moichu. That means I'm mevata on my right. So, finished. I wasn't mashbiya you. Now, later, you mechuyev me a shvuah. So now I want you to swear on the shutfis also. That means I have a new sibe l'chayv or shvua. Al shvuas ha-shutfim, that was one sibe. A shutf has a right to demand a shvua. As mevat on that right. So on that sibe I can't further a shvua. But now there's another sibe. Gilgul. So I'll give God can further a shvua. When the patas are beferish, when the by here, so pshat is that means that he's saying that even though the apotropsis will give me a right to further from you a shvuah, I'm
I'm mafkia. That means even though there is a right, not I'm using my right. No pshat, I'm not using my right. No pshat is that fakert, I patted you from swearing. That means even though I have a right to swear, to be mashbiyu, I'm pattering you that you don't have to swear on these nechosim. A ptur befeirish is not pshat, I'm not using my right. Pshat is, I have the right, and I'm pattering you for what the right gives me. That means, I'm pattering for mechiyah shvua, even though I have a right to demand a shvua. So memele, so later, so the ptur accomplishes that later, I feel they want to be meshbiyah on Gilgul, the Ptur accomplishes that she's potter to swear on this Asik.